ಚೈತ್ಯ ವೈತರಣ್ಯಾಂ ನಿಪತಂತಿ ಭಿನ್ನ ಮರ್ಯಾದಾಸ್ಥಸ್ಯಾಂ ನಿರಯ ಪರಿಖಾ ಭೂತಾಯಾಂ ನದ್ಯಾಂ ಯಾದೋ ಗಣೇಣ ಇತಸ್ತತೋ ಭಕ್ಷ್ಯಮಾನ ಆತ್ಮನಾನ ವಿಯುಜ್ಯಮಾನಾಶ್ಚಾಸುಭಿರ್ ಉಹ್ಯಮಾನಾಃ ಸ್ವಾಖೇನ ಕಣಪಾಕಂ ಅನುಸ್ಮರಂತೋ ವಿನ್ಮೂತ್ರ ಪೂಯ ಶೋಣಿತ ಕೇಶ ನಖಾಸ್ಥಿ ಮೇಧೋ ಮಾಂಸ ವಸಾ ವಾಹಿನ್ಯಾಂ ಉಪತಪ್ಯಂತೆ.
ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ.
ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್: A person who is born into a responsible family such as a kshatriya, a member of royalty or a government servant, but who neglects to execute his prescribed duties according to religious principles, and who thus becomes degraded, falls down at the time of death into the river of hell known as Vaitarani. This river, which is a moat surrounding hell, is full of ferocious aquatic animals. When a sinful man is thrown into the river Vaitarani, the aquatic animals there immediately begin to eat him. But because of his extremely sinful life, he does not leave his body. He constantly remembers his sinful activities and suffers terribly in that river, which is full of stool, urine, pus, blood, hair, nails, bones, marrow, flesh, and fat. No purport. Text 23. Yetu iha vai brisali patayo nastas ocha chara niyamas tyaktalayas pasu charyan charantite cha pipretyapu yavin mutra sislema mala punarnave nipatanti tar evati vivaksitan asnanti. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. The sameless husband or low-born sudra, women live exactly like animals, and therefore they have no good behavior, cleanliness, or regulated life. After death, such persons are thrown into the hell called Puyoda, where they are put into an ocean filled with pus, stool, urine, mucus, saliva, and similar things. Sudras who could not improve themselves fall into that ocean, an area forced to eat those disgusting things. Purport. Srila Narottama Das Thakur has sung, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Kevala Vishera Banda, Amrita Baliya Yeva Khoi, Nana Yoni Sada Piri Kadarya Bhakshana Kari, Tara Janma Ada Pate Jai. He says that persons following the path of Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda, fruitive activities and speculative thinking, are missing the opportunities for human birth and gliding down into the cycle of birth and death. Thus, there is always the chance that he may be put into the Puyoda Naraka, the hell named Puyoda, where one is forced to eat stool, urine, pus, mucus, saliva, and other abominable things. It is significant that this verse is spoken especially about sudras. If one is born a sudra, he must continually return to the ocean of Puyoda to eat horrible things. Thus even a born sudra is expected to become a brahmana. That is the meaning of human life. Everyone should improve himself. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnyan mayasristan guna karma vibhagasa. According to the three of material nature and the work ascribed to them, four divisions of human society were created by me. Even if one is by qualification a Sudra, he must try to improve his position and become a Brahmana. No one should try to check a person, no matter what his present position is. From coming to the platform of a Brahmana or a Vaishnava, actually, one must come to the platform of a Vaishnava, then he automatically becomes a Brahmana. This can be done only if the Krishna consciousness movement is spread, for we are trying to elevate everyone to the platform of Vaishnava. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma Parityaya Mamekam Saranam Braja. Abandon all other duties and simply surrender unto me. One must give up the occupational duties of a Sudra, Kshatriya, or Vaishya and adopt the occupational duties of a Vaishnava, which include the activities of a Brahmana. Krishna explains this in Bhagavad Gita 9:32. Mamhi partha vyapasthitya yepishu papayonaya striyo vaishyas tata sudras te apiyanti paramgatim. O Sonoprita, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, merchants, as well as sudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. Human life is specifically meant for going back home, back to Godhead. That facility should be given to everyone, whether one be a sudra, a vaishya, a woman, or a kshatriya. This is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. However, if one is satisfied to remain a sudra, then a sudra, he must suffer as described in this verse. Tar eva ativi vasitam asnanti. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Gaur Govinda Swami Tinamine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvisesha Sunyavari Paschatyade Satharine. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangun Langayate Grim. Yat kripata muham bande Sri Gurum dinatarinam. Krishne swadham upagate dharma gyana divisaha kalo nastra disanisa puro narko dunodita. This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just as the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied with religion and knowledge. Persons who have lost their vision due to the darkest age of Kali shall take light of this Bhagavad Purana. Hare Krishna. There's a lot of things here in this purport that Prabhupada said, and so many interesting things describing this whole chapter about different hells. And I'm not talking about hells that much in my presentation, but I just wanted to share something that my first time that I ever had a glimpse or getting to know what really hell was, or at least an idea. When I was a child, maybe 12, 13 years old, being born in a Catholic or Christian background, my mother had a beautiful picture on the wall, and that was a unique picture. I never seen one before like that. Never. I don't know if I ever seen it again. But anyway, it was a description of Jesus Christ there. And then by the side, there was people going to heaven and a lot of people going to hell. And the way it was described is that now I can see, I can understand the four reality principles there. In those who were going to hell, they were everyone breaking those principles, but it's except the meat eating, they didn't have, because they don't have that understanding. So there was a man whipping all the people going to hell, And I was looking one by one on the different paintings, and I was seeing that people fighting, stabbing each other, stealing money, a lot of gambling, casinos. And I was thinking, yeah, that's possible. It looks like, yeah, they're doing bad things. Then I saw dancing, you know, a man or woman dancing. And then I thought, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with dancing? My understanding was not that clear yet, but then I saw, maybe a prostitution, so they are supposed to be married and be, you know, kind to each other, not just like whimsically doing things. So anyway, then I look at all the people going up to heaven, and I was surprised. All the people, each single one of them, was a priest, was a how do you call it, the father, bishops, going. And I was thinking, oh no, I don't want to be a priest. And I don't want to go to hell either. And then I'm in a dilemma, and I'm a child, you know, it's like, who's going to tell me? And I was thinking, you know, now I think what unfortunate it was at that time, because the Sankirtan devotees were not there, book distribution was not there. It was probably 1965 or something. That was in Mexico. So anyway, I hear Srila Prabhupada is describing about the... this chapter is describing about the, in detail, so many different things that living entities do due to madness and craziness and being far away from Krishna. So he highlights a little bit sudras. He says the sudras. And then he quotes the verse. It's a very famous verse. Chaturvarnyan mayasrishtan gunakarma vibhagasam. That society is divided in four social orders. And we have the kshatriyas, the brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, and sudras. And we understand from the very literatures that from the Bhagavad Gita, the brahmanas had certain qualities. Vaishyas had some qualities, kshatriyas had some other qualities, and sudras, very, almost no qualities. For the brahmanas, it's tapo, what is that? Samodamas tapo suchan santir arjanam evacha jnanam vijnanam astikyan brahma karma subhavajan. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, honesty, wisdom, religiosity, knowledge. So a brahmana is supposed to be decorated with these qualities. And a brahmana also, there's certain things that he can never give up in his duties, like yagya, dana, tapas, sacrifice, charity, and austerities. If a brahmana deviates from this, then he's just a brahmana on name. And for the kshatriyas, we have other qualities like Soryan Teyo Drita Daksya Yude Chapya Payalanan Dana Ishwara Bhava Kshatriya Karma Swabhava Jam. For the kshatriyas, we have heroism, power, determination, courage in battle, resourcefulness, leadership, generosity. All these things has to be there. And we know from the Bhagavad Gita, what Arjuna went through when he was doubting and when he was desisting from fighting, Krishna came and instructed him. Kutastha kasmalamidam vishamesham upasthitam akirtikaram Arjuna. He was saying, Arjuna, what happened to you? What are these impurities? What are these impurities coming on you? You are desisting from fighting. And then he started giving so many descriptions, and on and on. So later on we have the vaishyas. Vaishyas have some other qualities too. What is that? Rishi go raksha vanijam vaishya karma subhavajan, plowing, cows, and farming. Nor industrial, trade, but not industrial machinery or things that now are going on, destroying the atmosphere and polluting everything. He said cows, farming, and trade. what else? And then we have the sudras. The sudras, they only, their only qualification of the sudras is if they are faithful and obedient to the dvijas, the brahmanas, and they assist the other classes too. Practically speaking, no qualification. It's a very precarious situation. But Krishna gives here in the Bhagavad Gita some hope. He says, "Manhi partha vyapasritya ye pishu papayonaya striyo vaishastata sudras te piyanti paramgatim." All these things are there to be of the descriptions given before about the qualities of brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, to be followed by scriptures. For example, it says, "Yashastram vidim, yashastram vidim utriya, trivida, trivida." What is that? "Yashastram vidim utriya, trivida." "Yashastram vidim utriya, vartate kamakaryatha." Nasasidhim navamnoti nasukam naparamgatim. He says that a person who discards the scriptural injunctions and who acts whimsically, this is the word whimsically, when someone acts whimsically, that you just independently think that you're going to do certain things, but you don't check with the sadhus, you don't check with the shastras, what happened? You will never achieve happiness, you will never achieve perfection in the supreme destination, which is going back to Godhead. So the situation remains very precarious, because here in Kali Yuga, Prabhupada uses, he quotes very much from the Skanda Purana, "Kalo Sudra Sambhava," that everyone is born a Sudra. Everyone is born a Sudra. And what to do? We're living in the age of Kali Yuga, and somehow or other the system or the has to go on. We have to elevate ourselves, but still we feel like someone might say, "Well, you know, I'm so weak, I cannot do anything besides Kali Yuga, is not helping at all." And what to do? Actually, in the Vishnu Purana, there's a story of a sage called Parasara Muni. Parasara Muni is the father of Lord Vyasadeva, of Vyasadeva incarnation, of God, the literature incarnation. And he said to Maitreya Muni, he was explaining to him that Kali Yuga is one of the greatest yugas. And then he said that once upon a time, he said there was a assembly of sages, and they were disputing which yuga is the most is most exalted, and who are those people who get the most benefit by performing religious activities. So then they said, okay, now they all decided to go to see Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva at that time was found half immersed in the Ganges rivers, and he was doing his rituals, and they waited for him until he finished. So at one point Vyasadeva, he just sank into the Ganges, and he rises up and he says, "All glories to Kali Yuga, all glories to Kali Yuga, all glories to Kali Yuga." They were surprised. The other sages were waiting in surprise, what is he doing? And then he sank again, and he emerged again. He says, "All glories to the sudras who are happy." And the sages were looking. So then he sank again, rise up again. He says, "All glories to the women who are also happy and even more fortunate." And then he finished, he walked, he met the sages. And he says, "My dear sages, holy people, what can I do for you? In which accounts have you come to see me?" And they say, "We have a doubt. We want to ask you, but before we reveal our question to you, can you please explain why you said all glories to Kali Yuga three times? And why do you say all glories to the Sudras and all glories to the women. He says, and also, can you tell us, why do you say that they're happy? And then here he says, oh, please, sages, listen. Why I utter the word all glories is because, he says, in Satya Yuga, whatever you can attain, he says, whatever you can attain, all this, like the austerities, self-control, penances, meditation, in Satya Yuga, in 10 years, you can attain that in 1 year in Treta Yuga, 1 month in Dwapara Yuga. But in Kali Yuga, in 1 day and night, you can achieve this. And they were like, wow, surprise. And then he was explaining, so the sage says, well, he says, actually, the question that we had, you already answered. We already got the answer. Because they were going originally to find out that if Kali Yuga was the best age and what was the religious principle to be executed. So then he said, you know, the duty in Kali Yuga is discharged with very little trouble by mortals whose faults are insurmountable, and is they're being washed away by the performance of just pious activities. He said, and by the Brahmanas and by the Sudras, simply by faithfully serving the Dvijas, the Brahmanas, and the women. He says the women, just by slightly making an effort to obey their husbands. And they go, and then they were like, and then this is what I say, you know, this is what I was exclaiming like that. He says, and why did I say that they're happy? Just by performing that, I exclaim that Kali Yuga is excellent. It's an excellent era. Then the sages pay obeisances to each other. They left. And that is the situation in which we're living now in Kali Yuga now. We know from our scriptures too, from the Bhagavatam, where Sukadeva Goswami says, Kale dosa nide rayan asti hieko mahadguna kirtanare va krishnasya mukta sanga param brajet. That this age of Kali has many faults, but there's only one good quality in this age, kirtanare va krishnasya, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And he also says that in Kali Yuga, he quotes in another part, Sukadeva Goswami, he says, Etavan evalokesmin punsa dharma parasmrita bhakti yoga bhagavati tang namagra hanadivi. The religious principle for this age in Kali Yuga is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. That's it. The chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And here we're talking about Vaishnavis. Vaishnavas are very compassionate. Vaishnavas are very kind-hearted. Srila Prabhupada, in enumerating the different qualities, 26, 28 qualities, he says kindness in one lecture is one of the first qualities. Titikshava karunika suhridan sarvadehinan ayata sattvasanta sadhuvi sadhubhushana. All these decorations that the Vaishnava has are there. So, being so compassionate, Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukadeva Goswami, after hearing all these hells, and his heart is, you can say, he's weeping. Is how is possible? How all these living entities going to be saved? Sukadeva Goswami said, Tasmat sankirtanam Vishnu jagan mangalam anghasan mahato apikoravya vidya ikantrika niskritam. He says, my dear king, he says, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, he says, can uproot all the greatest sinful reactions that everyone can be doing. He says, therefore, he says that I say that this chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the most auspicious activity in the whole universe. And you should take this very carefully so others can follow. We have from the Chaitanya Charitamrita many beautiful explanations in the purpose of Srila Prabhupada, how important is this chanting of the holy name of the Lord. This chanting is Kali Kali Rupa Krishna Nama Avatar. Nama hoy te hoy, jaga. What is Nama hoy te hoy? Yaganishchara. So he says that the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. One can associate directly with the Lord through the chanting of the holy name, and one can be delivered. So if we want to be Vaishnavas, we don't have to be worried about going through the different, you know, details. So the Brahmanas have to do so many little details of things. They can get lost in mantras, tantras, and so many ritualistic things. As you know from the Brahmanas, you have that famous verse, Om Tat Sat Iti Nirdesho Brahmanas Tenaivascha Brahmanas. What is that? Om Tat Sat Iti Nirdesho Om Brahmanas Tebridas Mrita Brahmanas Tenaivascha Yagya Yagyascha Vihitas Pura. But in the beginning of the creation, these three words, Om Tat Sat, were created to what? To glorify. Om Tat Sat, these three words, is the Supreme Lord. It's an invocation. And they used to do this in the yagyas, when the Brahmanas used to do those yagyas. And very complicated yagyas. Right now we have the Sankirtan yagya, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. This temple, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, is doing good in that regard. We're distributing books, we're distributing the holy name. We need more assistance in that. And then we can help Srila Prabhupada in assisting Srila Prabhupada and bringing all those peoples. We heard before that Kalo Sudra Sambhava, everyone is a Sudra. We're also just trying ourselves little by little to reach one platform in which we can be like that saying that says the doctor sees themselves. So before we cure someone, we have to cure ourselves first. And that's important that we chant our rounds very attentively and be careful in not offending devotees, being careful in associating now how to associate, not do whimsical activities, not discarding scriptural injunctions given to us and given to Prabhupada, from Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada and his disciples now present. They're giving diksha to many devotees. We carefully follow the instructions of the present gurus and our Srila Prabhupada, and then we'll be in good shape. Otherwise, if we act whimsically, then chaos will be disharmony. We will know what to do. We don't know what is what. So the description of hell is there, and somebody will say, oh yeah, this is just to scare you, this is just to make you, you know, like surrender and work. Yeah, right, okay. And they don't. So, but we devotees, we do believe in that, but we don't dwell so much in that. We want to become attached to Krishna by the beauty, by the performance of Sankirtan, by the happiness of the devotees, by the prasadam distribution, the chanting of the holy names, and what to speak of the beauty of the Lord's. One devotee, Vaishnava, glorifies Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda in this way. He says, Ajanu lambita bujo kanakava dato sankirtanai kapitaro kamalaya taksho vishwambaro duyavaro yugadharma palo bande jagat priyakaro karunavatara. He says, I worship the Lord Sri Sri, Sri Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. He says, whose long arms stand down to their knees, whose beautiful bodily complexion is like yellow molten gold, whose elongated eyes are like red lotus petals. And he says that they are the topmost brahmanas. They are the most magnanimous incarnations of God. And what do? They're giving Krishna prema to everyone, without discriminations. Everyone, every sudra, everyone. Srila Prabhupada is in the same mood. His movement goes in the same mood. One time he told Mukunda Maharaj, he said, in every corner there's a Vaishnava. And that's a fact. Sometimes we may think, what? In every corner a Vaishnava? I don't see that. But actually, according to the scriptures, we know Krishna Nitya Siddha Prema, that love of God is within the heart of every living entity. In that sense, everybody's a Vaishnava. And he says that this Krishna consciousness movement is to help to awaken that covering, through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So I'm not going to take your time more. Thank you, and please forgive me if I didn't present it properly. My English is not good also, and I'm a sudra. I'm trying to raise myself to some, by the help of the devotees here, maybe someday I can be able to satisfy. Hare Krishna. If anybody has any question or comment, if not, Prashadan is waiting. Hare Nam Sankirtan Jagya Ki.